Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Maddie's Fund is helping animal shelters one at a time and has awarded over $265 million in grants toward increased community collaborations and live outcomes, pioneering shelter medicine education, and establishing foster care as a standard across the U.S. The Kenai Animal Shelter is the most recent recipient of one of these generous grants. The Kenai Animal Shelter applied for a grant through a Return to Home Challenge with Maddie's Fund and received an award of $4,375. The acceptance of these grant funds is going to further the mission of the Animal Shelter. Mayor Brian Gabriel of the City of Kenai commented on the background of the Maddie's Fund.
I did appreciate the backstory here. This was through the Maddie's Fund, a fund that started in 1994 that honored a miniature schnauzer, and Maddie Fund was started by Dave and Cheryl Duffield. But I think what I really was intrigued with the amount of money that they've given away over the years is absolutely amazing.
Maddie's Fund is a family foundation established by Dave and Cheryl Duffield and is the fulfillment of a promise to their inspirational dog, Maddie. While playing together in the living room one evening, they made her a promise. If they ever had any money, they would use it to help companion animals and the people who love them so they could experience the same joy they had with Maddie. Dave and Cheryl are making good on that promise. Kenai Animals Control Chief has identified the need for additional staffing, a community animal educational event, and some additional equipment to be purchased with these grant funds. The Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport surpassed Shanghai Airport to claim the slot for the third busiest airport in the world for cargo. In 2022, 3,461,603 metric tons of cargo transited Anchorage's runways. Anchorage is committed to continue serving as one of the biggest cargo airports in the world through maintaining positive relationships with our partnering stakeholders around our airport, said Craig Campbell, the Anchorage Airport Director. Responsible growth and development are occurring to allow Anchorage to keep up with the demands of the aviation industry. We are an important part of the world's economy, as the designation of third busiest signifies. This announcement demonstrates that the Anchorage International Airport is becoming an even stronger player in Alaska's economy, supporting many other logistics and aviation-related businesses throughout our state, said Governor Mike Dunleavy. Our international airport system communicates to the world that we are open and ready for business. The rankings of airports are conducted by the Airport Council International World. The Alaska Association of Elementary School Principals is proud to announce their National Outstanding Assistant Principal for 2023 is Elizabeth Kwame, Assistant Principal of Cave Beach Elementary School in Soldotna. Elizabeth Kwame was nominated and selected through a statewide search process conducted by the Alaska Association of Elementary School Principals. Kwame graduated from the University of Maine at Farmington with a BS in elementary education and went on to receive her MED in educational leadership from the University of New England in Bilford, Maine in 2015. Prior to beginning her service as the assistant principal at Cave Beach Elementary School in 2019, Kwame was an elementary teacher in Maine and taught 5th and 6th grade at Soldotna Elementary School. Kwame is recognized for constantly creating a positive school culture focused on citizenship. She's a leader in her school community, having served on the Kenai Peninsula Borough PIBS leadership team and the effective literacy team, as well as co-facilitating the student leadership team at Cave Beach Elementary. Her principal, Ms. Janae Van Slyke, shared that Kwame is an outstanding administrator who creates a positive school climate for her students. Because of Mrs. Kwame, students are engrossed with how their actions impact their daily lives. The National Outstanding Assistant Principal Program was created in 2012 to honor assistant principals who make stellar contributions to their learning communities and to call to attention to the fundamental importance of assistant principals. More at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.